XS Shopping, what's going on? It's your boy Malume YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Malume. Quick one before I introduce Lebo again. If you guys do not know, we are Seated with Malume. We post ourselves on Spotify. You can catch this audio version on Malume's mic, as well as Seated with Malume on Spotify and other streaming platforms, and of course on my channel, Tato Rampage. I'm saying, Bra Voice, baby.
Yes, sir. It's your favorite younger brother, Lebo Khamuni from PD the Third, aka Bra Voice. And if you want to watch more of Malume's content, you just like me, you can't watch a full podcast. It was on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere.
Yeah.
Except for your WhatsApp.
We're getting there. So today's one is cool, man. Just to give you guys some structure on these episodes. You guys, if you watched the previous one, you know they're very lighthearted, they chilled. But obviously they're still empowered somehow because we speak about our personal experiences. So in today's one, there's like four or five chapters. Chapter one, we're going to be speaking about nine married women talk about having affairs outside their marriage.
Mm-mm.
I'm excited for that one. What's going to be touching on, what's the most embarrassing thing you've been caught doing or you've caught somebody doing?
And then we're going to go hit off with our favorite Tato Rampedi's tweets of the week.
My tweet of the week.
Tato's tweet of the week, which is basically, when did you realize you need to catch your life together? Aibo.
Got a lot of responses.
We're starting to sound like a radio station.
And then later on the podcast, we've both been watching this really cool show on Succession on Showmax.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of my favorite podcasts to speak about it, bro.
Do you know, Tato actually like hit me up when we first started watching the show. He was like, this show is so boring. I was like,
the first few episodes were boring.
I was just like, oh my goodness. Does he understand the layers that come of the show?
But you know why I watched it? Because you said, yo, it's a slow cooker.
No, cinematic masterpiece.
Cinematic masterpiece.
100%.
They like using the same.
10 out of 10, like, in terms of cinematography, everything, the shots, the colors, everything. It's just a beautiful show. Story also, so, and it's so real. You know, if I can speak about one thing I really like about it, now,
yeah.
They go from literally influencing thousands of lives to being spoiled brats in like 5 seconds. Like, daddy, no. Daddy, no, don't do this to me. And it's like, they're running like a huge conglomerate.
Yeah.
And it makes me think, is that what happens in like,
Real life. You know what confused me with the show, man? Are these guys like equipped to do their jobs or not?
Yeah, only one of them is.
That's what's, all of them seem like they are, dude. Even Roman is equipped, bro. He just acts like Romulus. He just acts like a papaya, but like, he's really in serious meeting. He's planning serious things.
Who would you say is your, like, who's your team? Like, who do you like support most on the show?
So just to give you guys context on the show, since we're diving into it, let's talk about Succession. Succession is a show on Showmax, which is based off of this one guy who's built an empire. What's the empire he's built?
Yeah, I have no idea, bro.
He's built an empire, and then he has kids. The kids also are part of this business, but then two of them aren't a part of them. One of them is in politics, the lady. Yeah. The other guy is like just a green brew, drinking green smoothies. He's living on an island. And then the other two boys are working on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I want to leave this on. I want to leave this for the end.
They also have another child, by the way, who just doesn't contribute to the company.
That's the guy who drinks green smoothies.
And lives on an island.
But we'll speak about the show more towards the end because I'm scared you guys don't know it, and now we're gonna confuse you guys.
Yeah.
So let's hop into the content. Otherwise, you're good.
No, dude, I am okay. It's exam season. I'm tired. I have not slept. I think, but I'm taking care of myself this time. I think I had a heavy block. I was like literally like running on Red Bull. No, just in general, like I'm posting more TikToks. Like I'm just there like, you know what, let me just post. I had so much pressure on myself for content. But now I'm just there like, you know what, let me just post whatever I want to post.
Yeah, I think I saw you on like when I landed, because I landed from Cape Town today. And I got out the flight, I think I opened Instagram and one of your things was there.
Yeah, I just posted it now also.
Just posted it now. Yeah. That's good, bro. We must wait,
guys.
How are
you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy, bro. Everything is good. I'm with my babies. Everything is nice. Working, pushing, trying to push the ebook. If you guys haven't bought my ebook yet and you saw the YouTube channel, do that now. But yeah, I think let's hop into it, bro. I'm good and you're good, which is good. Quick one before we start. You're in Cape Town.
Yes.
You are at what's the highest mountain in Cape Town again? Well, the one that we climbed.
Lion's Head.
Okay, we're on Lion's Head.
Table Mountain. You're talking about Table Mountain.
Table Mountain. You're with your girl, man.
Okay, let me close my eyes.
I was talking about Table Mountain. I was talking about Signal Hill.
I hope you guys are also closing your eyes.
Yeah, everyone, okay? Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
You're on Signal Hill.
Okay.
You're with your girl.
Okay.
You find a bag with a note. The bag says, everything you find in this bag is yours. I have just passed away and this is a blessing.
Okay.
In that bag, 20 billion.
It fits in that bag.
It fits in that bag.
Okay.
It fits in the bag.
Okay.
20 billion.
Mm.
Then you and your girl are now walking.
Yeah.
Then from there, 10 past 4, you're holding the bag, you're holding your girl, they're both falling off a cliff somehow.
Mm.
But you can only pull up one. You're holding 20 billion, so it's very heavy. You even said, hey, can fit in there.
Yeah.
So 20 billion in your left hand, 20, and then your girlfriend in your right hand, what are you dropping?
Both. Because I know. Let me explain myself.
This is the picture. David, put the picture on
I'm gonna drop both. You know why? Yeah. One reason only. If I keep the money, it'll remind me of her. If I keep her, it'll remind me of the money. Let me just let go and start fresh.
You're killing me.
What did you drop?
I'm dropping the 20 billion. And then, I'm running down and going to go pick it up. I can't drop it.
I didn't even think about that it's going to survive. Yo, but it's going to spread.
Someone might pick it up.
Oh, no.
And here's my bag.
Dog, imagine now you're chilling with your girl. She's just there like, yo, I'm hungry. Like, we could have had 20 billion. Mara, we chose your health and safety.
Over 20 billion dollars. Eh?
She's there like, yo, I'm running out of data. Billionaire. Nah, billionaire.
20 of them. Crazy.
No, good word.
Go on. Okay, let's go to the first story. Mary, she's 31. I have a high sex drive, which my husband knew about since we started dating. During our relationship, we have sex at least 15 times a week.
Damn! that's twice a day.
12, 15. That's 3 times a day if you're doing 5 days a week.
Well, if you're averaging, it depends what you're hitting. Are you hitting your morning breakfast lunches or are you hitting your...
Bro.
What?
When he relocated to Abuja, I usually visit him from Lagos every weekend. All we do is wake up, eat, sleep, and have plenty of until I go back. Mm. We got married in 2019 and our life was still good. In 2020, my husband changed. He started complaining about my drive and how tired he feels all the time. After depriving me for a week, he ordered for me online, which I found very useless because I'm not a fan of it. Long story short, I anonymously paid a relationship blog to help find a guy who would satisfy my sexual needs. Mm. My sex life has been top-notch for the past year. I use protection and sometimes I want it raw, so I use contraceptives with this guy. Mary, 31 years of age. She doing it. Azila would say, and shit.
No. She believes in this thing. Okay, wait. Before we even start, I want to give you... I want to see your understanding of this story.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with anyone who has a sexual like drive higher than yours? You don't know.
I think I have.
You have? You don't know if you don't remember.
If I don't remember, I don't.
No. I have. Yeah. And that shit, it's probably the worst and like so scary, bro. You could be chilling and she's just there like, I want to see Rem Pedi Rem.
Continuously.
You could be washing the dishes. Mut wants to jump on you, but sunlight, you're the light of my life, so therefore I love you. Okay, round. It's scary, bro. Like, it's everywhere, constant.
Does this person at least, like, try get you into the mood too?
No. No. It's go time. For them, it's go time.
Are they ready?
Yeah.
Dive in, papa.
Yeah.
That's scary, bro. And I think that's one thing women actually aren't the greatest at. Some women, they're not good at like, and most all guys suck at this, but most women aren't good at like getting their significant other ready for sex.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's always, when we talk about foreplay and things like that, it's always heavily focused on like a woman's like experience. Needs. But no one actually ever speaks about like, because it's the concept of like men are just always ready to.
And we're not, bro. You know, we're actually not ready. Like, for me, like, dude, the sex is so much better when we actually like, we like do foreplay correctly.
Yeah, I know. Pelamina, I don't want to speak loud, Mara. Woo! Some people run marathon. That one.
I was doing too much.
Yes.
So now, what's the worst place she's asked you to do to have sex in?
Oh, in your room. No, I'm fucking shit.
I was thinking, was that a request?
No,
and then you declined.
No,
let's move on. Merci, 35. I never believed a day would come that I cheat on my husband. Unfortunately, I did in 2020. My husband and I were just average earners, although we couldn't afford to buy everything we wanted. We were neither hungry nor begging for money. My husband lost his job early last year, and that cosida, little hardship.
Cosida. Ooh.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know.
Cool. Where's Lucas? I had to carry all the responsibilities for about 6 months. You know what I'm hearing here, ne? Excuses for cheating. She's building up an excuse to cheat. Hey, we didn't have money, but it was fine. Hey, I didn't mind. And then, hey, for 6 months, I had to work.
I'm hearing you speak, and she sounds bored.
She sounds bored. My boss found out and promised to get my husband a good job at his friend's company if we had sex. Yo.
Do it for me, stink.
No accountability, bro. Is she having sex for herself, for her husband, or for herself? Let me continue.
Do it for
me. We had sex, and I got back home happy to tell my husband that I've gotten him a job. It was later I realized that bastard got a cleaner for my job. My husband a cleaner job. Like he hired him as a cleaner. A first-class accountant. I'm so confused, bro. It was later I realized that got a cleaner job for my hubby. A first-class accountant with ICANN. I feel so ashamed, and I'm dying inside because I've betrayed my husband, even though he hasn't gotten a better job. Bro, so much going on.
Yeah.
Her and hubby are good. Times are tough. She's working 6 months. She's trying to get her husband a job. Mm. Her boss says, no. Let me touch you. Then I can get your husband a job. The boss gets the husband a cleaning job.
She didn't read the T's and C's.
And they applied. Damn.
No, you know, no, okay, cool. So,
what do you do? You can't even tell your husband.
If I was in that position, my boss was like, level this
position.
No, her position.
Which one was she in?
I don't know. But if I was in her position, you know, and I think I would also do it for my partner. Selfishly.
Selflessly.
I mean selfishly. Sorry. What did I say? Selfishly.
Selflessly. You can't even lie.
Selflessly.
Selflessly. Merci, yeah. That's crazy, bro. I don't know what I'd do, bro. If my wife came back and said, yo, I had to touch my butt. Like, speak to me if you're making such a big decision so I can explain to you why the hell you shouldn't
Okay,
do
but let's see this in a positive way. Like, yeah. Oh, not a positive way, but like, let's see this in a way that maybe it didn't end up in a clean job. Your partner's dream job. One round, one position, 1 minute.
So my partner's dream... No,
for one
bro,
round, one position, one position.
My partner will get there.
Yeah, I think also another big problem with the story is that she didn't believe in him. She said first-class accountant.
Bro, she is literally lying and justifying herself wanting to have sex with her.
I mean, she was lying.
Down on the bed. Damila, I feel like all the women, when they get to 30, they cheat because other people are 30. Anyway... Do you read it?
Okay.
I'm gonna get myself some juice.
Yo, damn, like, wow. By the way, guys, before I read, I failed the reading comprehensions in school.
Prepared reading.
Uh-huh. Prepared reading, thank you. I don't know how to pronounce the name. Damilola. 31. The only reason... Wait, let me get my voice on. The only reason why I started dating Deji, my now husband, was back then, he was caring habit, financial status, and he was so generous. Mm. I didn't know it would lead to marriage because I neither loved nor found him attractive.
Oh, she had an ATM.
Yeah, she had an account.
Damn.
Right from the beginning. Throughout our relationship, I was dating another guy, Sohola, who I wanted to get married to. Mm. A year after dating, Deji took me on a trip to Paris.
Dang, he's a mobile.
As if I would marry him.
Oh, what do you say in Paris?
I couldn't say no.
You're in Paris.
Even though I didn't want to. Now that we are married, I still don't love my husband as much. Mm. The marriage is like a cage that I put myself in. Because I wasn't done on the street.
Yeah.
Because he put a ring on it. I cried a lot day I heard that Sola got married to another woman. She cried a lot the day he moved on from a movement that's married.
Crazy.
I truly loved him. I know Deji doesn't deserve this, but I have dated about 4 guys
in the
last 2 years since we got married.
Yo.
Women are so smart. You know, a man will cheat. A man will never, a man will post this confession on Twitter and say, signed level rampage. Oh, shit.
Bro, that's one thing about a woman can cheat. A woman, I want you guys to comment down below if you agree. A woman can cheat very well.
Yeah, no.
A woman will cheat on you and you will, she will, you will,
because it's not cheating for them. And all these stories, they're not like, when men cheat, they cheat because they're just like, oh no, she's bad. When women cheat, it's because everything is wrong and I don't have the strength to leave you.
That's a conversation for another day, bro. I think this poses a big statement to like our youth, bro. Like, people need to stop being with guys for the sake of lifestyle. I see a lot in Cape Town. I see a lot in Joburg. Students, young girls will date these old guys. And like, they will just do it because they're buying them the Gucci bag, getting them the LV slides, getting them the latest Air Force Ones. You know, they're getting them all these nice things, but there's no connection.
I remember sitting outside my residence with this girl, making her laugh, thinking to myself, wow, is this like how I've met my future wife? In the back, oh, there's my boyfriend. I gotta go hit her up. I'm like, why are you with that guy, man? He doesn't even treat you good. Can he make you Durban curry like I do? Can he give you the walks that I give you? Because I don't have a car like I do.
Girls don't care about that. So let me tell you what's happening on social media. Ne?
It's so sad.
Instagram is making these girls compete with each other. So they are all competing on lifestyle. And the only way that some of them can compete and be the best is when they get the right blesser.
Yo.
That's what's happening.
Ha.
Because like, if you go to these girls' apartments, no. go to all these girls that have these Gucci's, Louis Vuittons, all these things, bro. Like, they don't even know how to make money, some of them. Some of them are students. Where are they getting away? They're not racked up. Even if they are racked up from home, their parents don't give them that much cash.
But there's nothing wrong. And I want to make sure you understand this. There's nothing. It's equally how, you know, for example, you wouldn't date a certain person from a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
Would you?
No.
Or do you date within your... Because a lot of people forget this. People date within their...
spending capacity.
Yes, like their income bracket.
Yeah.
Right? And women are fortunate enough to date one income bracket ahead.
One.
Two, three.
Three.
Two, five.
Five.
Women are allowed to date income brackets ahead. There's nothing wrong with doing
that.
Yes,
and I agree with that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It's just that. I'm saying like your person. Like at least if your person is going to give you everything you want, the Gucci, the LV, at least enjoy spending time with them.
There's like, I had a conversation with this other girl the other day. Like, you know, I was asking her, oh, how is this? Like, she went on like this other trip with her man or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how's the trip? What, this is that. Keep in mind, she flies like all the time, whatever. Mm. And she was just there like, oh, no, Chummy, you're so great. Like, it put me Versace. I was like, no, how was the trip? How was the trip? She's like, no, we went to whatever. How was the trip? Who, like, how is he? How, like,
how is everything?
Give me context of relationship. Yeah. We're along in the relationship.
Also, don't think we're speaking as broke boys, by the way. We're not speaking.
I am. No, I'm speaking as Samuel.
No, like, we're not speaking as broke boys. Like, our girls are spoiled. Like, my girl is spoiled, you know, when I can. And I'm not speaking from, like, a hating perspective. Like, my bag is locked. So I just want to explain to you that I'm just speaking from my perspective. But I could be wrong, too, you know. Elizabeth, 33. I had this guy I was always chatting on Instagram before I got married. 2 years into my marriage, he messaged me again on IG and we started talking. He often sends me pictures and told me he
was sorry.
Yeah, I also didn't know how to read that. He often sends me his pictures and tells me how he would beat me to the core if we met. My husband was on a business trip. Yo. My husband was on a business trip. I'm so scared of taking business trips now in the future. My husband was on a business trip, and the first two times I met this guy, I didn't know my husband was already back in Lagos the third time. On that day, we weren't going to a hotel like we used to. We were only going to a secluded restaurant to eat with one of his friends. My husband showed up from nowhere, 10 past 4, and scattered the table like someone gave him the information. Long story short, it led to a serious fight, and these two guys started to beat my husband. I tried everything I could to rescue him. I am murdering him. Tried everything to rescue him.
Man needs to get rescued.
Nah, it was bad.
What?
I did everything I could to rescue my husband, but they wouldn't stop acting like John Cena.
Yeah, man.
Last other people I had to interfere before it got settled. I'm still married to my husband, but the relationship with my other boyfriend is not like it used to be. Married to my husband.
Fair.
How is that fair?
You see the pillar of strength get
moved.
If I was in that situation, if I'm in that situation, I guess you're saying they were interrupted by Abu John Cena, what.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, don't smack them up. Just have to smack them down.
Lolade, 34. my husband and I was close as 5 and 6. Is that a saying?
That's a nice saying.
That's a dope saying.
Wait. What if I'm close like 5 and 5.1?
My husband and I was close as 5 and 6. We were so in love that people would pray for our kind of love in real life on social media.
Been there.
Around 2021, I found out that my husband had been dating a younger girl for over a year. I became very sick and depressed because cheating on me was the last thing I ever imagined would happen in my marriage. Happened to King Beyonce, my sister.
It happened. We can name. Why do men always use Beyonce as an example?
Yeah, you know what happened to Beyonce? Was a bad brood, dog.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I said that. I was like, why did you say that? What happened to Beyonce? Was just a bad person and like a horrible wife.
We don't know. Yeah. She was like a good wife, though.
That's how I also agreed to date. Also, Beyonce is married to Jay-Z. They are equals.
Yeah. They're like equal back, everything. She can leave at any point if she wanted to. You know what I mean? Like,
she's not being put on.
Yeah, bro. Like she's there because of a reason.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's insane though. Like people always use this. Whenever people use the cheating thing, they're like, Beyonce got cheated on.
Yeah.
How unfair. Okay.
So?
How unfair.
Is your girlfriend Beyonce?
You are dating Temba. You're dating Temba. Temba hasn't washed in 3 days. He eats noodles and he eats the cheese one, by the way.
Who cares if
Beyonce you're telling us
on.
Beyonce got cheated on. You got cheated on.
Beyonce recovered and she's still rich.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey. That's how I also agreed to date another guy to revenge for what my husband did to me. I fell in love with this guy. I just one falls in love easily. I fell in love with this guy and we were always communicating. My husband found out and it caused a serious fight that were to involve both of our families. I stopped dating the guy, but the only problem is that I'm not sure if my newborn is from my husband or the guy. I've been praying he never gets to talk about DNA tests. Her simply saying she's not sure who the father is her saying,
oh my God,
the father is not the husband. But now, quick question to you. If I cheat and my girl cheats, are we even? Like, what happens if we both cheated?
Since when are relationships a sport?
No, but obviously now we've been reading the people cheat all the time.
No, I don't agree. If you cheat on me, it's over.
No, but
if I cheat on you, it's over. But if I cheat on you
and you forgive
and
me, it's
you
okay.
Forgive me, it's fine.
Did I hear that?
How did you know what I was going to say?
Dude, you are me. I'm
I pulled it up so well. I was like, hey, let me give like context. I'm like, nah, if I cheat on you, whatever.
I'm so dead. But yeah, what would you do? Like, let's say you've got a girl, bro, and you've been cheating on her. And then you find out she's cheated on you once. What do you do? Honest opinion.
Fall to my knees, start crying. I panic. No. I fall to my knees, I start crying. I hold her by the thighs and say, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me?
Save. No. Men can't tolerate cheating, bro. We're not built for that, bro. I personally like would not be able to handle somebody doing that. How do you handle somebody doing that? What do you do? I think we can move on. Read one more, then we can move on.
Yeah.
Ashat, 40. I got drunk and smashed my husband's friend last year, December.
Yo.
Moment of silence for the husband.
Yo.
Whenever I came to Nigeria with the kids, we spent a few days at my husband's friend's house in Lagos before he drives us to the other place, to Abu Dhabi.
His wife is late and all his children expect the last born. His wife is late and all his children except the last born are in France and London. We had a lot to drink. Women love giving excuses before they do something wrong.
She's giving context. It's a story.
We had a lot to drink, and when one conversation linked to another one, we ended up having sex.
Again?
Like one night after the children went to bed, we did it again. We had sex thrice before the morning. Since then, we just can't stop.
What the hell is thrice?
Three times.
Oh, it's not a... Okay.
So cheaters this crazy, bro. I feel like, bro, like, how am I gonna dab up my boy?
I know.
How's my boy dabbing me up? Bro, that's just Eve. That's like me smashing your girl.
Nah,
that's like you smashing my girlfriend.
That is a different type of like
hatred.
Betrayal. They say betrayal doesn't come from the people that hate you.
Bro, I think that happens to people that genuinely don't know how to get other people in their lives. Like, why would you resort to makoti, bro?
I think it happens. You know, sometimes...
How do I forgive you?
I think sometimes you're going to meet... So, wait. You've never... Okay, before we do this. You've never met...
Hold on.
No, come on. Come on.
What's up?
You've never met, like, for the first time, your boy's like, yo, I'm gonna bring my like new girl, whatever.
Oh,
they're not dating, nothing.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm gonna bring a
no,
girl.
No.
Yeah, wait. And you're never there, like, yo, she's beautiful. One. And then you start talking, and the chemistry is just bubbling.
I have a story for you.
And you know, and your babu, like, you now you're habline. What do? You tend to a what? A lady killer.
Lady killer, because you're hubbling and bubbling. Trying to blow.
Like, it's happened to me so many times. And I don't do anything, but I'm just there like, wow, like, bro, like, I wish I was you. Okay, guys, we're back. Yo, welcome back, of course.
It's been literally a second.
But yo, guys, welcome to the little part of the segment. We're going to call it the tweet of the week. And Tato and I were basically tweeting randomly during the week and saying, yo, a quick question, and I hope you guys can interact with that. And, you know, it'd be nice if you guys give us some information, personally and private information. You know, and we'll post it and everything and give you guys your creds and everything. But, yeah, let's get it. So Tato's tweet of the week today. We're going to be reading this one is, when did you realize you need to get your life together? Before we go into this, obviously, we need to answer the question.
You want to go first?
Yeah. We were stranded.
Know.
Yeah.
You know.
We were stranded in, I think, Swaziland.
You haven't been the same since.
Yeah. We were stranded in Swaziland.
Swaziland is another country, by the way. We had to cross the border, by the way.
Like, we left the country and then we were stranded. We had to God bless Tato, but he basically organized the transport and everything. But before that, we were like, yo, we really didn't have like a way to get back home.
Just to give you guys context, we went to Swaziland by some kid invited us for an event. The event went to and then he didn't have enough money to transport us back. So now that's what level 2 for you.
So sad, because Swaziland is actually so
beautiful.
Like, so beautiful. I was like, oh my God. But we're there and we can't get back home. And keep in mind, what basically happened was that I was single, so I couldn't like be like, yo,
confining your girl.
What I couldn't find anyone.
I'm so scared.
I was not posting content like that. I just started my TikTok at that point. Like, I just started like posting regularly. But I remember I sat alone and I said to myself, bro, you absolutely have no power and no way of getting home. From that moment onwards, I was like, nah, dude, I'm gonna change my life. And I did.
Yeah.
I got a girlfriend when I got back. Started posting more. Started posting YouTube. Whatever. Life was going good. Yeah. What about you?
It's gonna sound stupid, but I think I was with a girl who's very materialistic, right?
Mm. Oh no, not a beaded chick.
And I was like, what? That was one beat. What? No one beat me.
You know what the beaded chick is?
No.
It's when a guy is like, oh, this girl basically like rejected me because she wants materialistic things. Then you're like, okay, I'm going to make it big. And then when she comes back, I'm going to be like, beaded chick.
Beaded gal.
Yeah.
No, not even, bro. So I'm with this girl who comes from a very materialistic background, right? So we heard that every time we're chilling, it's cool. I can cover, I can hold my ground. But one time we went out. So now we're going out. We go out with these big boys, bro. Like, these guys are like rich entrepreneurs or rich something. They're just really rich guys. So we're playing cards and like, we're playing cards for money, by the way. So it's like, yo, we're playing crazy eight. Like, entrance bid is like 200 Rand. And then the entrance is like 400 Rand. So obviously I'm like, ah, shit, let me play. But the way she was behaving around these rich guys, seeing her simp and like beg Azal.
And like not act the same way.
Not act the same way. She was acting like lesser than them. Letting her like call them. They were calling her names and they were just like telling her to just shut up and snap and stuff. That kind of, I was just like, yo.
You're like, nah.
I can't even be like, guys, what the fuck? Like, chill out. Because, bro, first of all, there's like 5-6 of them. Mm. Second of all, it's like these ballers. And it's like, I'm not trying to just like, you know, make noise in the space.
I think that they had that, you have that, guys, everybody keep quiet money. They had that, shut up. Shut up money.
I could have been like, guys.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And it's like, you wish you could be like, nah, you guys are wrong. But it's like,
They were basically my chutmans.
Yeah, at the moment.
They were the chutmans of the table and I couldn't do anything about it.
Guys, please keep quiet.
Yeah, guys, please keep quiet. Guys, I think, shut up, man. Get another VSO. Who's getting the next bottle? That's another bottle. It's like 3.5.
Man, whatever. Let me leave this thing. Let's go.
Get in the Porsche.
Yeah.
So I was there like, nah, I gotta get my shit together. Never will a girl make me feel little than around a certain group of men, because I was like, nah, my back gotta be straight at all times. And it wasn't even about getting my back straight. It made me just more confident as a person.
Yeah.
And I don't have to like be in space that I don't need to be in, compete with people that I need to compete with, you know?
And I hope you guys understand. It's not like these are the defining factors of like the moment we're like, let's get our lives. It's a build up. It's a build up.
Yeah. Obviously you're failing.
But let's read a couple. I'm gonna read like maybe like 3-4. Okay, cool. So here we go. So when I could no longer recognize the person I became and the life I was living was the furthest from what I wanted.
Yo, what? That sounds like this person has been doing something in excess. They look in the mirror and they're just looking at like, maybe this person's just a clubaholic, or they smoking too much weed, or they partying. Look in the mirror and they're like, what the hell?
Oh, bro, it's that thing of like,
look at my room, look at myself.
It could literally be the opposite. I remember I felt this way like around like Feb, etc. But basically it's that thing like, yo, all of my inputs are not matching what I'm getting out.
Mm.
That is the most painful place to be. The place of, I have never been giving so much into something, but I cannot even like, I cannot get anything from it. And one, because I'm giving so much to this thing, I cannot recognize like myself in it.
Mm.
Hey, guys. Maybe you should have tweeted, guys, who wants dunked wings? Okay, let's keep going. They said, somewhere in February, I thought I was ready to drop everything, but apparently there are a few things that I can't let go and forget. Things that I must do by myself and for myself. And having this thought makes me realize wanting something is enough to start again and keep going.
All right, nice. Oh, that's good.
They commented after that, got adoption papers ready.
What? Wait.
Did I read this right?
First of all, this person says going to drop everything.
Look at the. Am I tweaking?
Somewhere in February, I thought I was ready to drop everything. This person talking about their kid.
No. They're saying basically they were trying to have kids and they couldn't do it.
I thought I was ready to drop everything, but apparently there were a few things that I can't. No. Hey, no.
Confusing that one.
Whoa.
It's a lot. But I like the message of like, having this thought made me realize wanting something is enough to start again and keep going. Bars. I think a lot of us.
Then they got adoption papers.
I was going to say, you know, don't adopt what I'm saying. I want to just basically say like how you can always start afresh. You know, like I don't think there's ever, I think people use the excuse of, I can't do this because, and it's like, if you can think it, you can do it. It's the most powerful thing ever.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the joke. Sorry, I thought you were about to drop a joke.
No, there's no joke.
Oh.
I'm being for real. Like, someone said it to me the other day.
Yeah.
If you can think it, you can do it.
That's bars.
And that's like, it's so strong, but people don't know how to do it. That's the problem. Anyways, let's keep going. Sure. When you no longer can depend on anyone, not even your parents.
Yeah.
So yeah, I realized I need to get my life together. But guess what?
Yeah.
I still couldn't move and it sucks. I don't know how you're laughing.
Because the way you're saying it.
I'm voice acting, Tato. I'm adding emotion.
I get that. It's like, bro, there comes a time where you're 22, 23, 24. You finish your school. Like, bro, it's like, you can't ask for an allowance after graduating.
It's like, no. This is what I hate, bro. Your parents, I'm going to say this once. Your parents are going to be your parents until you die.
You know, I know, but I'm just saying, like, for example, me, I would want an allowance from my parents when I've got all my qualifications.
Your parents will be your parents until you die.
Aye, man. No. Your parents must stop being your parents.
Let's Google the word definition of parent.
Once you turn 25, your parents shouldn't parent you anymore. Like, you should be...
Your parents shouldn't parent... A parent is a person's father or mother. Where does it say here, a person's father or mother until the age of 25? Once a parent, you always a parent.
Aye, bro.
I'm telling you. Okay, cool. Last year, November, I was losing my mind and decided I don't want to be a mad woman anymore. That's so real.
I get that.
You're I don't want to lose my mind
when you're,
anymore.
When you're just tired.
Yeah.
You're tired.
Do you ever have like one of those like, I'm going to do it episodes? Like, it's midnight. You just watched maybe like a movie and the everything works out in the movie for the guy. You're like, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to get my life together. I'm going to push ups. I'm going to go to gym. I'm going to. You ever have those moments?
All the time, bro. Now when they come, I'm even bored.
Yeah, I don't feel them anymore.
When they come, I'm like, hey, chill, Tato, bro. You're going to wake up tomorrow and do none of that shit, bro. Just keep doing what you're doing. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
You can't wake up and think, I'm hungry. I'm going to, and then tomorrow.
You can't do 35 years in 25.
Yeah, so it's like just one step at a time, bro. Like now, for example, when I get a big feeling of change, I'll try to slow down one thing in my life. One thing. Or I'll try to introduce one thing. But I'll never... No, I can't anymore, bro. I'm tired, bro. I'm exhausted, mate. Get up young, dude. I can't anymore, dog. Yeah. Every day, it's
every
me.
Every day something new.
Dog. Oh, bro.
It's painful, this thing.
Any more bangers that side, or should I take over?
I'm not seeing any. People are just listing, like, people keep saying today.
I'm dead. Men, what's one thing you didn't know about women until you got one? To give you guys further context, what didn't you know about girl until you got girl? What didn't you know about when you're not how until media how? Unless
so you got a woman.
Until you got your maidy. First one.
But you read.
Richard says, no money, keep off. No money, keep off. Brother is saying, I can't, don't do it.
Don't do it.
They don't have money, those things. that's what Richard is saying. My girl got bag.
No, real, dog, but like...
Dr. Lebon says, they're looking rich until you date them.
Yeah! So real. He said, your woman looks rich until you date her.
Date her, you'll see that now.
Ha! Bro, are you telling me that's not true?
It's the same thing as the previous guy said, basically.
Yeah, but he said it better.
He said it in a way that touches your heart. Bro. Facts. Girl have no money. Girl have nothing.
No, but it's about the people. It's about who you choose.
They can't take accountability for their decisions. They always have to blame someone. It's very hard for them to apologize. Not level snapping his fingers.
I'm not. There's a fly in the room.
They can't take accountability for their decisions. They always have to blame someone. It's very hard for them to apologize when they're wrong because they think that they are always right. And this person is typing this thing like they can't.
Can you please send me that? I want to say get a couple of things off my chest.
I'll send you the screenshot. Yo, this one, bro. Just a friend means a lot. Just a friend.
We spoke about this in the previous podcast. The secondhand boyfriend.
Yeah.
The thrift me boyfriend. That's what I call those niggas.
That's what I call those niggas.
Those niggas don't want to be me, but can't.
They can't be me. So they'll do everything they can to make themselves look appealing. And then when it's time for them to obtain the goal, they change.
Yeah.
Bro. By the way, girls.
A lot of people can't handle this.
What?
They can't handle. They
you
can't,
always want to handle the girl.
Yeah, a lot of people can't handle the girl that you're with, bro.
Yeah.
You know what Dave once said? Dave once said, your girl said she's a gold digger. How? She's with you.
This guy killed me. So I realized that there's cramps. I also only realized that girls be going through a lot through their periods when I got girl. Like before I was getting girls, I didn't know that period. I went to a boy school, bro.
Yeah.
So I didn't know periods were a big thing.
I mean, we had a sister, but I get you.
No, but she didn't. She only started getting, she got her periods late.
Oh, you gone, basically. Yeah. Yeah, yo.
So I didn't really know. So when my girl's like, oh, I've got period cramps.
No, but bro, women go through the most on that thing. Bro.
Yeah, no, sorry. I want to say amen.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I know it sounds like really like yeah, rude, but I'm very, very grateful for being a man, yo. Imagine every month, once a month, sometimes you don't even know when it's going to come. Sometimes, bro, boom.
Every 3 weeks, you're going through a week.
And when it doesn't come, you pray for it. That's
a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Their family members are beneficiaries, pension and all. How did you interpret that? I'm a bit confused.
Basically, everybody that she knows contributes from you.
Ah.
Everyone she knows contributes from you.
That's crazy.
Okay, wait.
Let me go to the quotes.
Before we continue, have you ever, like, I know I'm going off topic, but have you ever taken a girl out and it was her idea to go out and you end up paying for everything?
Don't piss me off, bro.
Not like a date. I'm talking about like, yo, let's go to like...
Bro, don't piss me off, bro.
Okay.
Bro, that you said, you know, that just happened to me all the time.
It also happens to me.
Bro, that's the most annoying thing.
Oh, let me tell you a story. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm scaring people in the room, but...
That's the most annoying thing.
Me and G, right? I don't know if he wants me to tell the story, but it's my side also, so it's fine. We're at this thing this previous weekend, whatever. And then basically people grade their sections, etc. We're all together and then we move inside and there's like the VIP sections. And then there was a bit too much people there. So they were like, okay, can you guys just sit here? And it's my boy. So he's like, oh, okay.
So you guys are out.
Yeah, we're out. So we're like, oh, you're my boy. So I'll go sit where not everyone is sitting because there's too much people there. There's too many people. So we're sitting in like a new section, right? Cool. Our section is empty basically. Like there's nothing on the table. There's just water and like maybe like a hubby, right? And like, it's so crazy. So me and Konse, I was broke. Like I told him, you're right, I'm broke. He's like, yeah, no, same. I'm broke. Then we're like, but are we men?
What?
Bought a bottle. It comes in fully. I kid you not. This is a true story. Bought a bottle. The bottle comes onto the table. Bro, the girls from the other section start coming here to smoke carbon stuff. Konse looks at them and says, where were you? Var was yay. No leke.
No leke.
When chips, he looked at her and said, when chips were down, you did not look this direction. When the things look up, you look this direction. I didn't want to smoke hub with you. Get off of me. I don't want to smoke hub with
go
you.
Go away.
And I'm there like,
fire. Yeah, talk your shit, Jose. Yeah. But I'm sure the same girl probably still drank from the bottle, didn't she?
No, she chilled the whole night.
What?
I said she chilled the whole night.
She did what?
She chilled the whole night.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Okay, I'm not going to be rude.
Why not? Rude people. Whose money is it?
Real.
Why can't they contribute? Are they not working?
Real.
Don't they get some sort of allowance? Why can't they contribute too? And this is your girl.
Man, you're a buzzkill at groove.
No, don't groove with me anymore, bro. I'm a changed man. Like, we be at the club now in Cape Town. The bull comes. I'm like, yo, this is your month. Yo, this is your month. Like, I'm not swiping the bull no more.
Yeah.
Bailey did. Okay, what's one thing you didn't know about women until you got one? Guys, why gotta men hate women?
Yeah.
Here's a nice one. Women love hard. Facts. Here's the nice one. Women love hard. Facts. Women love hard. Facts. I learned love from a woman. I'll never forget this girl. First year, you knew her. You thought she was the flyest girl that I was with when I was in the first year. First girl, met this girl, bro. Yes, she was dating me and somebody else. Story time on this channel, seated on this podcast. I can't remember what I called her. Like Heartbreaker. I think it's the Heartbreaker episode. Bro, yes, she was dating me and another guy, but she was the nicest girl to me. She loved me with all of her. She would care about every single thing that I do. I learned love from her. So I agree that women love hard. Do you agree that women love hard?
Did she love you hard or was she just attentive?
She loved me hard.
I think women can be attentive. I don't think women love harder than men though. I'm a strong believer in that. I know this. Mm. Go to Virgin Active during winter when they've all been broken up with. Just sitting Are you G?
These are the bruises.
This one. Men will go to the gym. Start talking about, yeah, man, like, I'm changing my life.
Yeah, I'm on this veto diet, like, yeah. I'm drinking smoothies.
Gents,
like,
you need to get onto this new thing. It's called Quack Quack Quack. It's a new app. It's called Quack Quack Quack.
That's how this person talking about self-development.
Yeah,
bro. We're wasting time making women feel happy.
Because if men, well, there are people, men and women alike, if you're anything like me, when I hear the words, I'm going to love you forever, I believe you.
You shouldn't.
But why?
Because they won't.
Everyone.
What's one thing you didn't know about women until you got one? Toilet paper finishes fast.
Hey. Bro, I don't talk about that.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Leave that out of here. What?
But again, when it's like getting the latest PlayStation 5 or a pet,
it bangs. Bullshit.
It bangs when it's new. Is that a joke?
Yeah, from the previous one. What is this?
But getting one is like getting a pet or the latest PS5 or a new TV. It bangs while it's new. My shit banging 24/7. Maybe minus 5 hours.
No, man. You know, I once read a tweet of a girl saying that, like, having a boyfriend is like babysitting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is how you clean. Come here.
Oh, my
God. This is how. Oh, don't eat like that. No. No, no, don't eat that. No, don't touch that.
Bro, that's my goal.
I'm going out of my boys. We're going to go jump off a mountain. Do you guys have parachutes?
I literally held. That's such a bar. Yeah. But even me, like, what was I doing? I was mopping at my girl's place, man. And then now, you know, you mop and then like your shoe's wet. Yeah. What would you do with your foot?
What do you mean?
You got the mop and you stepped on water on the foot. What would you do to dry your shoe?
I step on the mop.
Bro, so I step on the mop. My girl goes, don't step on the mop. Your shoe has been stepping. And this thing makes sense.
Listen, it makes so much sense.
Like, your shoe has been stepping everywhere the entire day. In the car, on the road, at the mall, in the shop. Now you want to step all that dirt onto the mop.
And spread it like you spread everything. Spread your attitude. You spread this. You spread that.
Then I was like, no, bars, bro. So she told me, like, don't step on the mop.
I was sweeping. And this girl said to me, why are you doing, like, why? Just sweep properly. Otherwise, you're going to have to come back later.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. I was like, is that how you're supposed to sweep? Is that how you're supposed to sweep?
No. Which girl is this? I need her around all the time.
Okay.
I love this girl. All
right. She's just a friend, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, no. She, because I can't tell you what to do. If I tell you what to do, it's going to come from. Let's speak on that, guys. You know what?
That's actually so true. Like, yeah. Women really do be babysitting.
Yeah, women are the best babysitters, bro. And we are the best. And we also contribute, by the way.
Yeah. No, but women are the best babysitters when let's go out. A woman, like, I don't know what it is, but like, I think women find it attractive to not be able to, like, think when you're out, like, to be able to, like, let you handle everything. I think they find it, like, super attractive.
Not a hate, bro. What you're saying? Continue. Sorry, I'm cutting you. Continue.
You hate what I'm saying?
No, like, I hate what you're saying. I hate what they're doing.
Oh, yes. I thought you're saying, I hate what you're saying. Oh, wow. So you are like
on edge today. No, bro, like, you're right. Like, you go out with your girl.
But it's equal.
And like, then she drops all responsibility. She drops all thinking.
You know, you're a chauffeur, a bodyguard.
She's drunk. She wants to start fights.
This guy will be like, a guy will be on her phone and your girl will pass him. And he goes, it's like, what's funny? That guy's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And it's like, oh, dog. You have to now go speak to him. I always do this. Because you can't be like, I'm like, bro, what the hell? What? Then I go to his ear and I'm like, bro, you know how, like, you know how to be like, bro, like, just let it go. Like, it's she. I'm sorry, dog. No, she's wiling.
That's what you do.
No, sharp. Are we?
I need to tap into that.
Then they always understand because they're like, I get that.
Now, actually, quick survey, gents, all the men watching right now, comment down below. If this happens, would you be receptive to levels interaction with you? Because I would be cool with that.
Yeah.
Because my goal also sometimes, bro, like, let's say we're in a section, man.
Yeah.
Bro, the section next to us is taking too much space. Excuse me.
And it's like,
she doesn't understand.
You have to fight everyone that takes offense to that. Excuse me,
bro.
It's tough.
Like, and she'll be like, yo, these people are pushing. I'm like, okay, but let's talk to them nicely.
Like, we can get the waiter.
Let me call the manager. Chill.
Wait.
Nah. This bitch over here. This what? Not my current girl. She's bombastic. You can't be here when I shoot podcasts because I can't deal with these bombastic side eyes.
But think about it like this, man. I'm going to give you a very, very good example.
Yeah.
You are out. And your girl gets a bit lit.
Yeah.
A bit. Boom. Someone bumps her. Anyan.
Someone bumps her.
It's a packed club. We are full. The club is full.
Yeah, okay.
Someone bumped her. And she looks at you and says, did you see that? Keep in mind, this is you. You bumping other people also walking. You've been bumping. And she's like, did you see that? Rude, right? And now because you love her, you just say, yeah, it was rude. She's like, should we go speak to her?
Yo.
Go fight that guy. Everything a woman knows about fighting, a man knows. We didn't go to a separate school, get a karate at break, and I'm fighting other men.
We are both incapable.
Bro, everything, and I think I had to explain this to my homegirls. Everything you know about fighting, I know. Yeah. Every movie you've watched about fighting, I've watched. I have never had a practical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been in a couple of fights, unfortunately, to this date. But I'm saying before that, I had not had a practical.
Yeah. So how much you know how to navigate it now? Now you must protect. Scary. I don't know why I thought the answers would be interesting or at least lighthearted and funny to read as a woman. Silly me.
Yeah, real. Because men hate women.
Yeah, men hate women, bro.
Not even that. I think that whenever there's a chance to finally tell the truth or rather express themselves, like true expression, men... Like, because women get to express truthfully every day.
Yeah.
But men, it's rare. So when they see threads like this, they're like, yo, like, I have actually need to say, like, what's going on in my mind.
Yeah.
So it's a bit, yeah, but it's 50.
It's like white people speaking about, like, not having money. It's like, no, you're privileged. How can you speak about not having money?
Yes.
It's the same way, like, when men speak about, like,
true, yes.
negative things about women, it's like, no, you can't do that. You've always been at the top.
At a point of privilege.
At a point of privilege. So men can't necessarily speak like that.
It's hard for privilege to complain.
It's wrong for privilege to
complain. It's wrong. No. It's never wrong to express, but it's how we express.
Yeah. Succession, bro. Dope show. Let's talk about Succession. So I want to talk about two things. Succession, and I am a big fan of Aries and the Wrecking Crew, and a lot of shit has happened recently with the Wrecking Crew and Aries and them. But on Succession, dope show, it's basically about this old man who has a legacy company. I'm talking about a billionaire. He has these four kids, you know. Some of them are part of the company, some of them aren't. Great piece of work. Don't want to speak about it too much because, you know, we don't want you guys to
take away spoilers for people who haven't watched it yet.
But you really get to see their perspective of how the rich live.
Like, we're talking, when we say the top 1%, we're talking the owners of Amazon, we're talking like, it gives us like a brief understanding of like what they go through on a day.
So they basically own TV. They own maybe 80% of the cable TV. They own amusement parks. It's a big franchise.
Yes.
And yeah, they are the top dogs. Like, for example, if someone comes with stories like, yo, here's $1 million to like shut you up.
Yeah.
Like, they shut you
up. It's big money.
With $1 million.
It's big money that affects the lives of millions. And it basically depicts how a decision that is made in one room can affect the lives of millions at end.
Yeah.
And the lives of millions. For example, they were speaking, there was one show where they had to basically talk about the possibility of closing. They also own like a cruise company.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, oh, let's just close it. It's like, what, $1 billion? But they're not speaking about how each person,
that's the thing,
the lives they live. And it's so realistic because, you know, the siblings compete with each other and
heavily to
impress their top father, but they act like they don't. But that's real life scenarios where, you know, you and your siblings are naturally always compared in the lives that you live and etc. So it's a great show, especially if you grew up in a big family. I think you'll relate a bit.
Yeah,
you'll definitely put yourself in some form of foot or shoe of a character.
Yeah, no, fully. I definitely recommend you guys watch that. On top of that, we can do more recommend. So I think we shouldn't speak about the show because I realize if we speak about the show, we're giving too much. So that's a show that we recommend.
Yeah.
Another show I recommend you guys watch if you guys are in South Africa is, if you guys have Showmax rather, is Adulting.
Yeah.
It's a show that is definitely made for guys. Like, a lot of these shows that we've been watching are made for women, and then guys enjoy them too. But this one is for the bros.
Yeah.
The bros will, you can watch this one with your two bros, you guys will enjoy it.
Yeah.
great piece of work.
Even if you like a woman and you wonder like how men dynamics work and friendships and why we actually spend so much time together. Yeah. You'll see why. Like it's a true, genuine show about brotherhood. Love what they did. Shout out to them. Like, it's a really, really great show.
Yeah, based on four friends based in South Africa. One is an engineer who's an entrepreneur who's killing it. Other one's an engineer. Two kids cheats on his wife. Other one's a gangster. Yeah. Other one has a sugar mama.
So many levels of... They basically put every level of...
man.
Of man. Like, so we've got the poorest, the richest, and everything in between. And they basically show you the relation that they can still have.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, remember in the previous episode, we were busy... we rapped the promo of the ebook.
So you made an ebook rap promo?
No, and what if people commented like, yo, that was kind of cool. Right?
Who?
People commented like, yo, that's
no way
cool.
Someone commented it was cool.
I promise you. Like maybe three or four comments.
There's no way.
So then I was like, nah, let me get a beat and let me write some shit.
Get some stuff off your chest.
I wrote some shit and it kind of bang. I'll show you off cam. Like, I'm going to make a song.
Nah, I say do it.
And you know what the song was called? Should I say the name?
Right.
Papa on pizza malo.
Thank you guys so much for watching the podcast. It's been a pleasure. It's literally your boy Lebogang from Pedi.
Papa on pizza malo. It's dope, bro.
What does that even mean?
What?
I'm pure coconut. I want you to understand that.
Your dad calls me uncle. Papa on pizza malo.
Oh, malo me.
Papa on pizza malo.
Oh, I heard papa on pizza maloy. I was like, what the hell is maloy?
Oh no, papa on pizza. So your dad calls me malome, bro. Can everyone call me malome?
I see where you're going. I see where you're going. I see where you're going.
Anyway, guys, I'm probably gonna meet the music without Lebo, and he won't be anywhere close to me for the sake of my peace.
Oh my god!
But yeah, guys, so we wanna add a segment to this podcast. Papa on pizza malo.
I like that. Like,
it's a man. It was hard. But anyway, we wanna add. What was that? Huh?
Nairobi, you promised you didn't tell them you're going to complain about what happened.
Guys, I thought we were being attacked right now.
Nah, it's just the dog.
It's the dog.
Okay, let's do a clap.
No. That keep that in. Damn.
Yo, we were like...
Anyway, yeah. So, we want to talk about current affairs low-key. So, we want to speak about what's happening in the...
Not the news. The culture.
The culture. You know, music culture, piano culture.
Abu breakup, makeup.
Yeah, but we're too scared that it's going to seem like a gossip channel. Because we don't want to gossip. We're trying to talk about dope shit that we've been seeing happen. Like, yo, did you see that? Like, focus in the UK.
Yeah, because, you know as much as people don't understand, like, we also are viewers.
And consumers.
And we want to view, consume, and comment.
So I think what we'll do is that we're going to view and consume, but we'll try stray away from the gossipy
and stuff. Making it messy, like, oh, messy. Mama.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be more like, oh, shit, did you see Focus in the UK?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, let us know if you guys even want this. You know, a lot of the times we're creating new ideas and new ideals to attract a larger audience, one, but two, to also make you guys happy.
Yeah. Also, give us we're trying to like change the name of the podcast. So, recommend some names, a joint name for Lebo and I, potentially.
Yeah.
Seated with Malome.
And other.
And more. I'll tell you about that.
And the more. What's that?
I'll tell you about that. Okay. That's how I told you about
it. Oh, yes. You know, you told me that.
Yeah.
Or maybe just add an S.
See that with Malums. Malumes. Malums.
Yeah, it sounds like Malumi has something. Anyways. But yeah, I don't know. You guys will comment.
She said Le Malume. Oh, no, that's the same thing.
But like, you want to say it plural. What the hell is the plural of Malume?
She said Le Malume. Seated Lebo Ma.
Yeah, long we'll ass name.
Yeah, can close it off.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you liked hearing my voice, let me know. If you liked hearing Tato's, don't. Guys, it's been a pleasure with you, and we'll see you. I don't know when, actually.
Also, please, Tato has to
talk about.
Please, oh, we'll see. Oh, so I want to post twice a week.
Yeah,
I want to post this type of content twice a week. It's all up to level. So if we post once a week, and we couldn't, but if we post twice a week, lit.
Yeah, we'll see it. Hopefully twice a week. I want to go for the twice a week mark as far as we can, man. I mean, we live together.
Also, tag us every time you see these cool Twitter things, you know, conversations. We need that. We need you. And yeah, this was dope. It was your boys.
Yeah.
Papa on pizza mal. Just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light. We'll be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.